Marty, good to see you.
Good to see you, Fred.
A lot of great stories this week. I want to start with one that's of great interest to our listeners. We do a lot of border coverage in association with our Fronteras reporting project and also local reporters who cover border issues. And you have one that I'm not really familiar with. It's an El Paso organization that helps both migrants and refugees.
Loretto Nazareth Hospitality Center for migrants and refugees in El Paso. And one of the volunteers there wrote a story that we put in our opinion section, and we label it as opinion, on their experiences and how in the past they have been getting a lot of guests, as they call them, and giving them, providing food and clothing and shelter, temporary shelter, and figuring out their life stories and what their next step should be before sending them on their way and trying to make their lives easier.
And I guess the bottom line is that with the Trump administration tightening immigration, that they aren't seeing as many people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's slowing to a trickle, and it's heartfelt, but it's also kind of has taught this author, Pauline Hovey, to appreciate the little things in life. So it's a really good story on page 10, and I ask readers to take a look.
It sounds wonderful, and I appreciate you bringing it to our attention. We also have a couple of construction updates for listeners. Downtown Las Cruces, this is going to be through next winter of 2018.
That's what they say, and there's always I'll give the city credit here. They've updated. They have the website out. They've sent out forms, letters to businesses, and they are trying to make this church and water conversion project from one-way to two-way traffic as easy as possible on those who are affected, including motorists, of course. But the contractor is quoted by downtown coordinator Andy Hume as saying the contractor is just flying through this project.
Well, that's great.
He's giving a rosy update on how things are going.
There's also a lot of activity on Valley Drive. This is another long-term project.
Yes, it is. And this thing is really going to affect businesses as well. And especially, we're taking a look in the business section this week on the car dealerships, because people from around here know that there's a lot of dealers on Valley Drive. And they talk about, for the most part, they're trying to look at the bright side and see how, take the long-term view that this is going to make their locations much more palatable. But there are a few people here that are just saying, wow, I don't know. It's going to be tough in the short term.
We'll get more in the Las Cruces Bulletin, as well as something that I'm looking forward to reading. Many candidates are coming out who are running for New Mexico governor, and a Democrat running was in Las Cruces this week.
Yes, Jeff Apodaca. His father, Jerry, was a governor. Some longtime residents might remember. And he was at the Hotel Encanto on Monday, pretty much laying out his talking points and his platform for what he would do as governor or what he'd like to see. And one of the main ones is he wants to tap the reserve fund, otherwise known as the rainy day fund, the investment fund. And he says that this fund is the third largest among all states and the 14th largest in the world. He says we have the money to invest, and he claims that the investments out of this fund would create jobs and move the economy forward. So anybody who wants to know Jeff Apodaca's stance on things can turn to the bulletin.
We're going
to
have
one.
A very spirited race for
yes.
governor on both sides. Very
Absolutely.
Interesting. All right. And then we move into a story about Rabbi Carroll, but this is not about religion in 30 seconds. It's about music.
Yeah, Larry Carroll, he is a rabbi, as you mentioned, and he writes. He's been writing music pretty much since he was a kid, and a lot of his background and inspiration is secular. and he performs his own songs for his services. He records, and he just kind of keeps some of the songs to himself. An interview with Rabbi Carroll. It's pretty interesting.
Be very interesting. Marty Racine is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin, and he's with us every week. Marty, thanks for being here.
Thank you.